The Sunday Morning Coming Down podcast is sponsored by Cub. It's nice out. It's really nice out. And they got these pub burgers, 6 ounces, jalapeno cheese. They got the Sheboygan dogs. That's like a Twins hot dog. Tastes like baseball. Joe Ryan's pitching on Saturday. This would be the day before you listen to this. You could be out there on your grill. Swing by Cub. Maybe go to one with a liquor store, get some drinks, get some pub burgers, get some Sheboygan dogs. Have yourself a day. It's getting nice out. Gotta love yourself some Cub. They love Pull Tab and we love Cub.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Morning Coming Down, episode 210. We're going to have a lot, we're going to do a lot of stuff in this one. I'm recording this on Friday, Frozen Four Friday. My Boston College Eagles got the first one. They beat Michigan, the hated Michigan, the same Michigan team that kills our Gophers all the time. Got the daughter in town. Happy birthday to Peyton. Got the boyfriend. Got the son. You know, everybody's in Minnesota. We're doing this Frozen Four deal. It's our third year in a row. This one happens to be in St. Paul. I'm recording it kind of in an off day. I actually texted my wife and was like, hey, I'm taking the night off. Like, I'm not leaving the house tonight. Like, I don't want to go out to dinner. I don't want to go anywhere and karaoke I can't do this. I need to take a knee. I need a night. I need a normal night. I want to feel good tomorrow for the championship game. I got to do a little closure on the baseball episode last week, the home opener. The song Center Field by John Fogerty. Man, has that aged well. You know, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Today, look at me, I can be center field. I mean, is there anything that is like opening a new can of tennis balls? It's like, push, that pop. It is just optimism and joy. One of the best voices of all time, Mr. John Fogerty, Creedence Clearwater Revival. I also will say there's a bar in downtown Minneapolis. I happen to know a guy that works there, owns it. And going into a bar and having somebody you know, and you know, they kind of seek you out. They see you need a drink. They make sure you're taken care of. And you got your friends with you, and it's like, hey, let's go to this bar. I know the owner. I know someone at this place. And you might have a few buddies with you, and then you get your tab, and it's like $14 instead of $65. The fact that still happens anymore, that old school, I'm going to take care of you. Here's your bill for $10 when it should be $40. Wink, wink. I got you, come back. I made you look good, like you knew someone. You know, you have juice, you'll give me juice back. Like, that's just so cool. As our world becomes scrolling and AI and everybody gets replaced by machines, just that old thing. I hope you have somewhere where somebody kind of gives you the friends and family discount. That's a pretty special thing if you don't have it. I was able to dress as a cowboy last weekend. I did a fundraiser, and I, it was a hold down, and I got to wear a cowboy hat and like a suit. It would be like mountain chic, I think they call it. You know, I got the, it's a great feeling to be a dress up cowboy. A lot of people do the flannel shirt, kind of howdy doody, you know, Roy Rogers. This is more of like John Dutton when he's, you know, in Billings. You know, he's the mayor or governor, whatever he was. You know, a suit, dress shirt, suit, no tie, cowboy hat. Cowboy going into the city, dress cowboy. So I got to MC wearing that. And the whole reason I wanted to wear it was I couldn't wait to get back into White Bear Lake. I wanted all of the people I know to be out and about. They were not, but I still got to go over to Rudy's and sit there and get some food and drink dressed as a cowboy. We hit the VFW on the way home. We bought $80 in pull tabs and pulled a 250, a 200, and a 50. That's 500 on 80. That's crazy. Three serial numbers in. They were $2, so that's 40 tabs. We got three serial numbers. I think it's because I was wearing my cowboy costume. The next day on Sunday, we went to watch the Caitlin Clark, the women's sports. We're all doing the women's sports. Went to a bar, wore the cowboy hat. It's still in my car. I don't know when I'm going to put it on. I should record the pod wearing the cowboy hat. I bet it would be amazing if I did that. I bet it would be one of the best episodes ever. But I'm just telling you, man, it's don't sleep on you know, just busting out a cowboy hat from time to time. And this is like a nice one. It's not a Stetson. But it's a nice kind of summer. George Strait, I think, was involved with this cowboy hat company at some point. So it's a good one. And when I woke up on Sunday, I just looked at my lamp on the nightstand, on the bed, you know, next to my bed, the nightstand, and just sitting on top of the lamp was that cowboy hat. And I just thought, man, I think that's how I want to live my life. I think I want to be, you know, wearing cowboy hats as much as humanly possible. I think dressing like a cowboy is better for your love life. Like my wife makes 99% of the decisions in our household. But when I had that hat on, I think she kind of respected me. She was like, yeah, he might know a thing or two. I don't know. It was great. Get a cowboy hat. Not some jean short straw bullshit. Go get yourself a real grown-ass man going into the city, has a money clip, you know, has a nice watch. Go get yourself a real cowboy hat. You'll feel good about yourself. I am making another change. My 1990s culotte UNLV shorts, that I've been working in so long. I've been working out in these shorts for so long that my wife will say, hey, don't wash those shorts with the rest of the regular clothes. They need to be washed all on their own, like the noble gases that are on the side of the periodic table. Like, you can't mix those 30 years of working out shorts and shirts. Like, that needs to be its own contained unit. But I just been wearing the same ones and got the 7-inchers from Target, the short shorts, the young man's game. But the problem was I got about 30 pairs of these 1990s Jams UNLV athletic shorts. So when I wash all my stuff and I do a stack in my bottom drawer, I was only getting the new look maybe once every 6 workouts because I got a lot more 1990s than I do 2024. So I just decided, you know what? I'm a snake. I'm shedding my skin. I'm going to work out in these oversized shorts that I've had for 25 years. And when I'm done with that workout and I'm changing in the locker room, instead of putting that pair of shorts back in a plastic bag in my duffel and bringing it home to hang it on a clothes rack and wash it in the laundry, I'm just going to throw it in the garbage. It's time. It is time. And eventually, I'll only have like 6 pairs of shorts for working out, and all of them will be the new short ones. And then I'll be better. I'll feel better. Because I don't know, like, why would I do that? Why do I not care how I look and I just wear, like, those shorts don't make me feel happy. They're horrible. Like, I have shirts that don't really fit me that have, like, kind of, like, lines on the side that, like, enhance your love handles. It would be like if an artist, if I gave someone, an artist, an assignment, I said, can you make a shirt that someone with love handles should never, ever wear? And he's like, okay, I'm going to put a white swoosh right here on the lower left side and on the lower right side. And I'm going to put like a line in the middle that could be like if a dude had cleavage. There it is. There's your shirt. Like I own those shirts. Like that's what I work out in. Like old Fila schmediums and long shorts. So I've just started shedding my skin. I'm throwing that stuff away. There's times when it feels good to grind, you know, like driving an old car, not having a car payment, eating all the food in your cupboard or your fridge. But I don't know, when you're out and about, like the clothing you wear, like it feels kind of good to make a little more effort and to try. So I'm going to try to up my gym game. I might need some shirts if you're listening, Stace, because I might need a few new workout shirts as well. That's, you know, that's my change, not yours. Part of it, I mentioned this because I know, you know, we talk about anxiety on this podcast a lot and how you feel and wisdom and all that. And I've told you lately, as you get older, I just find myself looking, you know, with all the content we make, I'm out there a lot and I see myself and I'm like, ugh, man, not liking, you know, how I look or whatever. And I had a picture taken. We went to my daughter's birthday at Billy Sushi, amazing place. And I right when they were about to take the picture, I was on the end and I was like, oh man, I don't want to be on the end. Because I'm like not small, and if I'm on the end, I'm just gonna look like this monster, like I'm in a dollhouse or something. I'm just this beast, right? So sure enough, I'm on the end. I see the picture. This is just a wonderful night. Wife, daughter, daughter's boyfriend, birthday, Billy Sushi. And I see this photo and I'm like, God, man, I look like a load. I just look so bad. You know, almost to the point where I was like, hey, nobody posts this picture. But then I'm so self-aware that I'm like, well, why do I even care? No, you don't say that stuff about yourself. Don't think that stuff about yourself. That's not cool. Like 10 years from now, if you look at that picture, I don't think you'll be that upset about it. You probably won't even notice. It'll all be the same. And all you'll remember is it was a great night, right? So I sent one of my buddies a text. A guy who probably doesn't have many days where he doesn't think he looks good most of the time. So I just asked him, I said, hey, but he's a Leo, so I know he can be vain. And I said, do you ever just like feel like you see a picture of yourself and it just sets you back for like the whole night? You're like, if that's what I look like right now, I should probably quit having fun because that's brutal. And he just had this great line. He said, man, it's all funhouse mirrors. I wish he kind of said it like Dennis Hopper. It makes it sound like that. Man, it's all funhouse mirrors. It's all funhouse mirrors. He said, if I ever have a moment when I see a bad photo, he goes, I'll just go back into my phone and find some recent selfies or photos where I think I look good. And I'll think, well, if that's the truth, and that's the truth, then both have to be true. So if I look bad there, then but also I look good in this picture a week ago, the answer's somewhere in the middle, basically what he was saying. And he said, if you understand it's all full funhouse mirrors, if you're going to spend a moment on a bad one, you make sure you spend a moment on a good one. So that was helpful. Thanks, buddy. I don't know why I'm vain or like feeling bad about this right now. Maybe it's because I'm, you know, my birthday's coming up. There's this lyric in a Billy Joel song where he says, and pride sticks out its tongue, laughs at the portrait we've become, stuck in a frame, unable to change. I was wrong, right? And so that's the best example of what I feel like as I get older. Pride sticks out its tongue, laughs at the portrait we've become. I mean, that's kind of what, it's a process. But I thought that was very helpful too. Funhouse mirrors. It's all funhouse mirrors, man. It's like now it's turning into Lloyd from True Romance. God bless you, Brad Pitt. Another person that probably doesn't have any of these. Brad Pitt can stand on the side in a photo. That's for sure. Hey, we're sponsored by a mortgage guy here, Sheldon Frank. He's a great dude. He actually asked me for a Playmaker patch the other day. Remember those Playmaker patches you can buy, like where you give it to your kid when they have a good game? Well, I actually got them when I got to mail it to them. So, but I want you to know, if you're buying a house and you live in Minnesota or Wisconsin, Summit Mortgage and Sheldon Frank, NMLS 213346, can give you the clout and confidence you need with a guaranteed offer. They got this seller's choice program. You're pre-approved, and you become the home buying version of bulletproof, because Summit's going to guarantee that the loan will close according to the terms of the letter, or Summit will either purchase the house themselves or pay the seller 10 grand in cold hard cash. I guess that's why it's called Summit, because an offer like that goes straight to the top of the stack. Call Sheldon Frank today, 612-232-1872, to start the pre-approval process. Summit Mortgage Corp, NMLS 1041, is an equal housing opportunity lender. In all seriousness with these sponsors, if you do the things we're talking about, and even one of you, like if you go buy, like decide to buy a house with Sheldon Frank and have him help you with your financing or whatever, and you're like, yeah, I heard you on the podcast, that's my version of the guy who owns the bar giving a deal to someone. I mean, that's amazing. So if you don't have a relationship with anybody and you're buying a house in Minnesota or Wisconsin, do it with Sheldon. I wouldn't steer you wrong. You know me. So I had another note from same buddy. I'm still debating this one. I don't know. I'm going to give you a couple different ways into this. I went to lunch with a guy I work with today, and we were walking in, and he said in kind of a joking way, there was a sign in this restaurant we walked into, and it said, stress is just desserts spelled backwards. Stressed is just dessert spelled backwards. The word stressed and the word desserts. Do you understand what I'm doing here? The letters. But that's hilarious, okay? I think that's useful. Can you imagine, like, the next time, like, my son or daughter call me with a crisis, or my, you know, something big's happening at work, or my wife, and I just look them right in the eye and I go, hey, remember, stressed is just desserts spelled backwards. So that's like in the world. That's probably good. That's helpful. But he had something similar. He said, you know, everybody's using this term triggers. So we've all had this for like hundreds and hundreds of years, but now we just we label everything. So trauma is what they call anything that bad that's happened to you, and most people have had something bad happen to them. But then triggers are the little things that maybe bring that trauma out, right? So people know that. They know if someone's getting triggered or somebody saying something makes somebody feel bad or upsets them. But there's a new thing apparently called glimmers, which are little sparks of joy and peace that make the nervous system feel safe and calm. And when they were describing this in the thing I read, it was like the feeling of warm sun on you. I've had that, like, we don't have our shades down in our bedroom very often, and sometimes I'll get woken up to kind of warm sun. That is pretty cool. The glimmers were more like little moments. Like, here's a moment you probably have. If you're someone my age, you'll see a little kid walking in front of his parents, and he'll just be doing something funny, or he'll be just being a little kid. And you always have this look, this knowing glance with the parent. Like, you smile. You just give a little smile, like basically I had kids too, you know, and that's awesome. And it's like little things like that, you know, hold that door. We talked about that. So I think that's what a glimmer is. I will say it got a little weird. Generally, all this stuff triggers and glimmers, and it seems weird. At one point in the book, it was like, if you want to take a glimmer journey with someone, I mean, can you imagine if I just, that actually could be the greatest guys trip ever, if I was just like, guys, we're taking a glimmer journey together, okay? Everyone take your shoes off, go stand in the grass, the sun's going to be up in 10 minutes. No, I don't know, but they also said you could get a glimmer journal. So yeah, I don't know on this glimmer trigger thing. Not sure about a glimmer journal. No one needs to send me a glimmer journal just yet. Hey, we're sponsored by Custom One. If you've ever seen one of these houses, there's houses and then there's Custom One. They make the jaw drop and show stopping homes you'll see on the Parade of Homes or the Artisan Home Tour. I always like that jaw drop and show stopping. It's like Ric Flair making a nice house for you. Grand living spaces and exteriors built around the life you want to live. We'd call them dream homes, except they're real. 40 years experience make Custom One the ideal choice for home building, exteriors, renovations, and landscaping. Visit CustomOneHomesMN.com. So wisdom, okay. I've come to know Billy Sushi a little bit. I have been billied, which is really fun, but doesn't feel great the next day. I would say I've also been partial billied, and then I finished myself off. So Billy was with us my daughter's birthday. He's the owner of Billy Sushi. He's a Mongolian guy. He's just a spirit animal, colorful shirts, smiling, witty, fun, smart like a fox, kind of, he's just a good time. He's a ride. And we asked him, we said, Billy, you're sitting at our table. He said, okay, our daughter's turning 26 tonight. What advice would you have for a 26-year-old, yourself, if you could talk back to yourself then? And he said, I would say, he didn't hesitate at all. He just said, I would say it's okay to be what you want to be and do what you want to do. He said, everywhere he looked, he sees parents. It's almost like it's easier to mess up your kids as a parent than it is to do a good job, whether that's inheritance, whether that's, doing everything for them or telling them what you think they should do, or helicopter parenting. Inheritance, of course, can do it. But he said, at the end of the day, what I would say to a young person is find your own happiness. Make a good decision, make a bad one, live with it. Kind of be your own boss, what he was saying, you know? Find your own happiness. You know, you got to decide. You got to make your own choices. You got to decide what you want to be and what you want to do. And he said, he then looks at us and he said, for me, I want to live in the world as a happy guy. I mean, what a kick-ass sentence that is. I want to live in the world as a happy guy. And then he paused, and in his Billy Sushi way, he says, and nobody's a happier motherfucker than Billy Sushi. He also gave us some other wisdom, which I'll put in the drinking story section. So that is your wisdom. By the way, this restaurant's unbelievable. Go to Billy Sushi, get to George Clooney, get the Lefty, get the 214, go to Billy's After Dark, you know, do it all. He's quite a character, and someone I've enjoyed getting to know marginally. Like there's probably 5,000 people like me that have brushed against Billy Sushi, but it is fun, and he's an interesting human being. And I think that's some really good wisdom. Once again, happy birthday to Peyton. I hope that she liked that. So Frozen 4, you hopefully woke up today, and Boston College is the six-time national champion, defeating Denver. Denver already has 9 national championships. We don't need it. I bleed maroon and gold. It's a little bit more gopher. I went to Boston College. My daughter went to Boston College. It's the same colors. 5 titles for both Minnesota and BC. Let's get over the hump here, folks. We don't want the Michigans and the Denvers. We want Boston College to win. Hopefully they win. And I'm at Mancini's singing on Saturday night. Maybe I'll bring my cowboy hat. I might. I got one last Frozen 4 story that was just such a beautiful Minnesota thing. So there's an ice sculpture outside of Herbie's, and it was a giant hockey player with a stick and a Frozen 4 sign encased in ice. But it was really warm on Thursday at the semifinal, and so his stick had melted because it was the thinnest part of the ice sculpture. And they had a puck on the block that was where the blade of the ice stick must have been before, but since it had melted away, the puck was just sitting there loose. I watched dozens of people, most of them little kids, walk up to the ice sculpture and say, "Hey, there's a puck here. It's loose. It's a puck." And the stick wasn't there anymore, so they're kind of like, "This is a puck." And to a T, you good people of Minnesota and the state of hockey, right next to the Herb Brooks statue, said, "Honey, leave it there. Leave it there, Billy. Leave it there, Jimmy." And they did. I'm going to be amazed if I show up tomorrow night at the X and sitting outside of Herbie's, there's no ice sculpture left and there's just a puck sitting on the ground. It could be. I wouldn't be surprised if it's there. I really think it could. I think I'm going to wear my chill boys tomorrow for the championship. I'm going to be stressed. BC scored the first 2 minutes of the game. It was a leisurely ride. It was like watching an episode of a sitcom I had already seen. It was the opposite of my Minnesota sports fandom. I hope they get out to the first goal. But if they don't, I'm going to have my bamboo boxers and briefs on. Life-changing underwear. Menthol on your man parts. Cadillac undercarriage. Get yourself some nice underwear. Where else can you spend $20 and change your life? You can probably do it in a bad way, but not in a good way. It's harder to do it in a good way. So use PullTab 15. Go to the Chill Boys website. We love these guys. They're Minnesotans. They're awesome. Check it out. All right, drinking stories. I have been drinking kind of a lot. When the family's home, it's a lot of YouTube sing-alongs. Billy also told me, I asked the other question I asked him, because I'm looking out for your best interest, and I watch how this guy lives his life. I mean, every time I've been with him, he's wild. And I said, "What do you do for a hangover, Billy?" Knowing that I was probably going to be hungover the next day. And he said, "White miso soup, Shiro miso. I don't know why I'm doing like a little accent when I'm not trying to do that. White miso soup, shiro miso. He said that works. So I love that. So that's a hack for you. He also said if you're trying to get pregnant, don't drink tequila. I think he said this. If he didn't say this, I don't know who in the hell in my life told me this. But because the way tequila is grown is lonely. It's like a cactus, right? It's sitting in the middle of nowhere. So you don't want to be drinking a lonely drink when you're trying to make babies. These are the types of people I want in my life. I want people that tell me that stressed is just desserts backwards. And I want somebody to tell me if you're trying to make a baby, don't drink tequila because that's a lonely spirit. I fear a hangover so much now that I think about it before I start to drink. I did have the day after the hoedown where I got to be a cowboy. It was a rainy Sunday morning, and let me tell you, that is a gift if you've had a mishap or a little bit too much to drink to wake up and it's just raining and it's like, yeah, nothing matters anyway. I'm just gonna sit here a little bit longer. I also have, I've perfected how it feels. I'm not even going to get into the anxiety of it, but like when you've had a, and by the way, I'm not like Nikki Six here, but I have a job where my brain needs to be 100% all the time. So does my business partner. So if we have some drinks, it can make the next day really challenging. So my son asked me, he goes like, how did you feel today? And I'll tell you what we did the night before, but he says, I just told him, I go, here's how I felt. You want to know how I felt today? I felt like I should take my Toyota Highlander, leave the office, go over to Podvin Park by my old house, recline the seat fully, set my iPhone alarm for like 45 minutes and just try to sleep. That's how I felt. I wanted to be in a cave alone. That's not a good feeling. And it happened because when we got home from the birthday dinner, we did something I love. This is one of my favorite things to do. I love it so much. I don't need to drink 6 or 7 White Claws while I do it. Only 100 calories. But we pick a song, each of us. Red Cooler Ronnie, you should do this. You probably already do. And we go in a circle. So there were 6 of us. And you play a song and you give a preamble. You explain what the song means to you and why you're playing it. And then you vote at each round. So you play it on YouTube, on the television. And you vote and about what your favorite was. And it's not, it was all like, it's not competitive in a negative way. We said that at the start. We're all winners. This is a fellowship, but like, yeah, share which moved you the most. And I was like, I cried a couple times. I'm not like sobbing, but like, you know, hearing somebody's story. This is a song that means a lot to me when I moved to Florida by myself, my son, or this is a song that helped me get through a hard time, or it just was awesome. It was so good. And I didn't want it to end. I pushed us to 4 or 5 rounds of this. So times 6 songs, 5 minutes. So that's 2 hours of extra time, probably from midnight to 2. Not good. Don't do that. But maybe do that. I don't know. I want to live in the world as a happy guy. That's what Billy says. So who knows? I'm going to finish with a song. Another prominent player in this podcast, I got to thank you, Mr. Taylor, for your friendship. And whether it's how you look in a photo or, you know, funhouse mirrors or glimmers or whatever, keep it coming, buddy. He sent me this song. He said, this is basically the best Post Malone country song that Post Malone didn't write. And he said, this is going to crush the summer. Only 41,000 views on this song at the moment, probably be 41 million in a few months here. This is a little drinking song because we talked a little bit about drinking. Go Eagles, be happy, find your glimmers, and remember, stressed is just dessert backwards. Get it.
baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a thing.